Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830 WCCO. We'll get to my absence and just a great, great trip in just a little bit. But let's get to the news, because to a lot of us, it looks like the Democrats caved. They capitulated and basically received nothing in return on their negotiations. Yes, people are going to get paid. Yes, the longest government shutdown is ending. But the Democrats did this for one reason: subsidies, tax credits for Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, which name you prefer. And so far, if you're an objective observer, I don't see what the Democrats received at all in return. A man who joins us quite frequently and is an outstanding guest is a former 3rd District Congressman for this state, Minnesota. Dean Phillips is back with us. And Dean, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Simple question. Did the party collapse on this one? Did it cave and basically get nothing in return?
Well, Chad, I anybody who has been waiting for SNAP benefits or at airports the last couple weeks, if you're a federal employee, I'm sure you're looking at this as the unmitigated disaster that unfortunately we've become so damn accustomed to. And that's the reality. I don't think either party succeeded. We all lost. Once again, our system of governance, I think the best in the world, is becoming a laughingstock around the world because of our inability to get things done. So I actually think the government needed to be reopened. It never should have been shut down. But clearly there was no strategy. Waiting is no strategy. And it was inevitable that swing state senators would eventually capitulate because they're seeing the pain in their communities, in their states. And I don't see any evidence, Chad, as you just said, that Democrats achieved what I really do think is important, which is to alleviate the growing burden of health care insurance costs on American families. So nobody won. We all lost. And the real writing was on the wall months ago when this could have been prevented. And that's, I think, what this country has to start focusing on is problem solving. And if I could say one more thing,
Yeah. You know,
we can talk about subsidies all day long. That's the problem. The real problem is our health care system, which is a sick care system. We only treat people when they're ill. We spend, listen to this, Chad, Japan is known for one of the best healthcare systems in the world. They spend about $5,500 per person on healthcare every year, high quality care. In the United States, we are over $14,000 per year, almost three times more. Our outcomes are mid-pack. The system is broken, and neither party is addressing the root cause of our challenges right now, and that's what we should be talking about.
A lot for me to react to. Let's do this. The second segment, let's for sure emphasize that point about our sick system and how it compares to other countries where they're healthier than us, they're more efficient than us, people more satisfied than us. But I want to pick up on one of the things you said very early in that conversation, that you now believe that to some countries across the world, with our inefficiency, our unwillingness to get things done, we have become a laughingstock. I want you to elaborate on that as a man who travels this globe, whether as a citizen or as a former three-term congressman.
I'll tell you, Chad, and to everybody listening, you know, many of us grew up in an era of history in which the United States was the, as Reagan would say, the shining beacon on the hill, the democracy to which other countries aspired, the country to which global citizens dreamt about becoming a citizen of one day. And now, as I travel the world, and I do regularly, you know, the questions are about our future, about what went wrong, about what happened to our leadership status, what happened to American ingenuity, collegiality, and competency. And it breaks my heart to even say these words, but it's the truth. And I think if there's ever a unifying moment for everybody listening right now, it is to set aside our political swords and recognize the implications of this nonsense. And it's real. And in the absence of the U.S. leading democracies, Chad, we are either going to create a vacuum for authoritarians to lead, as I think we're doing right now, or we'll be relegated to a failed democracy. And I just wish our leaders would prioritize preventing that than this nonstop bickering and nonsense.
A man you hear often on this show, former third district congressman Dean Phillips is with us. So let's get back to the party for a little bit. On the big beautiful bill, this is the president's signature bill. And every president, his first term, more often than not, first year, has a signature bill. Part of what the Democrats were asking for is adjustments from the president's signature bill, with factually, no doubt, giant increases happening to significant portions of the population. So it is a legitimate issue. But knowing Donald Trump's and unwillingness, as you know, Dean, is not strong enough. His just his ability to say, I'm right, you're wrong, I'm not negotiating with you. Were the Democrats just naive to think that if they waited 10, 20, 30, 40 days, that all of a sudden Donald Trump was going to say, you're right, I'm going to work within Obamacare, something he rails against almost every single day?
Well, you know, Chad, there's such a woeful lack of strategic planning in politics because it's for each his or her own. And the fact of the matter is when you share a strategy, it tends to work against you. The whale who spouts gets harpooned. And I think Chuck Schumer is seeing that right now. This battle was lost when Democrats rallied behind a president who was in rapid decline, who couldn't win an election and was in no position to serve another 4 years. And instead of calling attention to that when it mattered, they buried their head in the sand. And now the only tool left to Democrats to fight an administration that does not negotiate is a bull in the China shop, and I think a dangerous one at that, was frankly to shut down the government. And it's a pathetic, destructive, terribly consequential strategy, but I think Democratic base voters were looking for something, anything, to demonstrate that the party still cared. And that's the reality. And there were no tools left in the toolbox. And I'm afraid this writing was in the wall the last time we talked. We talked and anticipated
what
transpired.
You were on about a month before, and you said it's going to happen. So now we have this extension, and it goes for a couple months. And then the same thing's going to happen where
same thing
where,
and you know what'll happen, Chad?
Yeah, go ahead.
The in the shutdown in 2019, the last long one in which I was a member of Congress, you might remember, and I predicted this in our last conversation, it wouldn't be until air traffic was compromised. And that's when not the people in America who are struggling the most, whose voices are quiet, who need these subsidies, that's not what matters to most lawmakers. It's when their constituents who are business owners and families traveling for vacations call and complain to their member of Congress or senator that a TSA line is 2 hours or their planes were canceled. And sure enough, here we go again. Once that happened, the parties got their they came back to the table, at least Democrats did. But this is going to happen again in January. The only concession that I can tell, Chad, that Democrats achieved was a promise from Majority Leader John Thune that there would be a vote on the ACA subsidies before the year end. But I don't know how you consider that a win when you know
it's not.
You don't have
you
vote.
Know that. Yeah, I mean, so, come on. Dean, I promise you I'm going to try to get you a member at Augusta National, Pine Valley, Cypress Point. I promise I'll try. I mean,
Chad, how about you start with trying to get me a caddy position before you get me a membership?
Yeah. So in the end, will the Democrats get whether it's the end of the year, whether it's January, will they get anything in return on the subsidies? Because the part the president very conveniently and also, to be blunt, very callously forgets that many of these individuals who will face enormous increases are his voters. He just has convinced himself they're only Democrats, and that's naive. To Donald Trump's credit, from the escalator on down, he has resonated with many people all across America, sometimes to the befuddlement of many, including me at times, of the forgotten ones who feel like when the economy is surging, I don't get the benefit. And they saw Trump as their guy, and they voted for him three times. These are millions and millions of people. And they also are going to be hit by the lack of help on the significant increases which are coming up.
And that's, Chad, you just articulated the core problem for Democrats right now is when people begin voting against their own self-interests, which I believe is happening regularly now in America, this is what transpires. Millions of Americans decided to forego their personal financial interests in favor of their, you know, cultural interest, if you will. And that's not surprising, but that's the reality. And that's why I've been encouraging my fellow members of the Democratic Party to take a real deep dive and do some soul searching, because when Americans are willing to vote against their self-interests in favor of the others, if you will, in this case, something's really wrong. And my counsel to all Democrats is to start listening. If you listen, you'll hear that there's economic insecurity from coast to coast. Healthcare costs, insurance costs, housing costs, educational costs, food costs. And Democrats must listen, and more than just listen and say we're going to fight for you, have to come up with solutions, because it has been some time since I've seen a proposition that would really make a meaningful difference in Americans' lives. And I'll just wrap up by saying, Chad, you know, I've been a beneficiary of Donald Trump's policies. And I think it's time that people like me admit that. But that's the whole point. I don't need support. I don't need subsidies. There are tens of millions of Americans who do. And that's the tragedy right now, is the transfer of wealth, the disparities in income and wealth in America, I believe, are probably the greatest risk to our future, as has been proven time and time again in democracies around the world. And I just hope the president and those who have his ear and his whose ear they have will listen to that and recognize that that's the core issue we should be focused on right
now. Okay, let's do that, because we talk about that all the time on the show. The folks who have benefited from the cuts, I'm with you. I have just this enormous disparity we have in the country. And also, what should we do with our healthcare system moving forward, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's the next 5, 10, 20, 50 years? Dean Phillips back with us in moments on News Talk 830 WCCO. So I'm back. I'm going to tell you about the trip, seeing my son and his wife, Hunter Michaela, get married. I'll get to that later in the show. But today, back, normal, working, seeing Mr. Harrigan's smiling face. Where am I going later today? Yeah, I'm going to Stretch Lab. And yes, I'm going for a full 50-minute session, because no one should cry for me about going to Hawaii and seeing my son get married and just having this amazing trip. But the body is saying, you need some help, not so young man. And that's why I'm going to the Plymouth Stretch Lab location. How about a dozen more locations? How about if you're 60, if you're 20, if you're 35, you've got a kid who's getting ready to start playing basketball or whatever sports are coming up. Maybe you're somebody who's physically active. I see the weather. By the way, I am available to play golf somewhere Saturday. Arm in the air. Maybe you're getting ready to play one more round of golf. Maybe you lay around too much. Either way, Stretch Lab can help you. Trained professionals. You go there. You're going to love it. You become a monthly customer. Get that first 50-minute session. Trust me, I'll be there tonight. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ask in about 10 minutes with Adam Robert Carter, right back with Dean Phillips here. Okay, so how do we try to turn the financial direction of this country in a better place? I'll just give you the 30 seconds I say all the time. I'm not blaming folks who've had success. I'm a capitalist. I don't want to turn every CEO into evil because he or she created some business which employs maybe tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and benefits our country. So I'm not trying to punish the wealthy. But we just have this disparity, Dean, that's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, that even COVID turned down the accelerant even more. And so many people can look at the stock market and say, oh, my God, another high, another high. And that's great for those of us who have money, maybe notable money in the stock market. But if you don't, and you're one lost job away, you're one loss of job away, you're one missed paycheck or two away from financial catastrophe. And it's getting bigger and bigger, and people talk about it, but there's no resolution. How can we create, not blowing up our system, but adding to our system where, man, I don't even want to slow it down because that's not enough, that we create a way that those middle class and below have a greater chance available to them going forward than they do today?
Well, let's start with, we'll talk about the human element, but let's just talk about the elephant in the room, if you will, Chad, which is that economic disparities have led to the downfall of democracies through history. And in the United States right now, I think 2/3 of Americans can't afford a $500 emergency.
Yep.
The bottom 50% of Americans hold only about a little over 2% of American wealth. Think about that. The bottom 50%, only 2%. So if we really focus on an existential threat, which is, to me, disparities leading to ultimately, God forbid, what has happened before, revolution. It will happen at some point. There's a element of that happening right now, whether it's Trump populism or populism on the left. This anger and fury that this extraordinary country has kept the foundation for so many so low. So what's the solution, Chad? Those of means are willing to contribute if they know that their dollars are going to be well used. And the reality is that our federal system and most governmental systems are inefficient and relatively ineffective. So there is a way to completely reconstruct this. When I ran for president, I proposed engaging one of the great consulting firms in America to completely reassess our programs, our investments, do away with what's not working, invest in what does, and most importantly, outsource to the private sector what we can do better. And then I will just say this. I'm not a believer in government simply redistributing income. I am a believer in government's role in raising the basic foundation for people. And that's my argument that Democrats and Republicans should be doing right now. How do we reduce the cost of health care and improve the quality? How do we improve the quality of housing and reduce the cost? We can do it. And those are the foundational elements from which people can succeed. But if you're fighting tooth and nail every day just to put food on the table, you can't afford health care costs. You are caught in this vicious cycle, and people of means are going to have to start building gates around their homes, as they already are. They're going to be worried for their children's safety, as they already are. Crime will go up in communities that are under-supported, which it already is. And we will throw up our hands and say, what have we done? So it's not rocket science. It starts with healthcare, housing, education. It should be a universal truth. And I do believe there are still members of Congress and elected officials who do believe the same thing. But as long as we continue to have lifelong politicians more focused on winning elections, they will never make the hard decisions and do what's right for the country. We're seeing that right now. And I'm afraid without Americans starting to elect different people, Chad, we'll get more of the same. And that's the truth.
Since Donald Trump came down the escalator in 2015, he has said Obamacare is a disaster. We need to replace it. It has to end. They were in the process of trying to bring down Obamacare when John McCain and other Republicans during the president's first term, and John McCain famously gave the thumbs down. But what is so interesting, including even in the debate with the former vice president last year, when the president now is like, what did he say? We're formulating ideas. We're almost there to a plan. Yeah. Dave, do you remember what it was again?
The framework.
Framework
is up.
Framework is there. So I get it that there are many people in this country who benefit greatly from Obamacare. I also get that it did not live up to all the former president's hype, too, about keeping your doctor and lowering costs, because it just hasn't done that. But then when you're waiting for the Republicans to come up with a better alternative, you better not hold your breath. So if Dean Phillips becomes the health czar of this country and wants a better system, give me some of the structure and how realistic is it for us to see this type of idea?
Well, the idea is cheap. The execution would be hard, Chad. But here's the reality. Republicans have long argued that if you let the private sector, the market, if you will, take care of things, it'll work out. Well, it hasn't, and the evidence is pretty clear. Democrats have sometimes argued that a government-managed delivery and coverage system is the answer, and that doesn't work either. When government provides care, that doesn't work. To me, the hybrid, the middle ground, if you will, is a national health insurance program that preserves the private delivery of care. And those who know American history will know that we are the only country, developed country in the world, that utilizes this system. There's a reason for it. From Harry Truman in the 1940s, who favored national health insurance, to the very moment we're speaking right now, there have been efforts to do so. General Motors threw a big wrench into that issue when they provided health care to their employees after the war as an enticement to take positions. And that undermined national health insurance. Richard Nixon proposed national health insurance, and Ted Kennedy, of all people at that time, undermined it. It's not a new notion. It's not a liberal or a conservative notion. It's a very simple notion. National health insurance would lower our costs. You would be able to get the greatest care in the world, and we would be spending less money than we do right now. And I love the people in my community, and I love the businesses. But I've got to be honest, United Health Group will earn $25 to $30 billion in net income this year. That alone, that profit that is going to investors right now, is well more than necessary in many cases to provide the coverage that we need in this country. So the truth is in the middle. I don't think either party's had it right. The answer is a singular program that pays for us, that is portable, so no longer would Americans have to choose jobs for their health insurance. They can choose jobs and pursuits that are their passions and things they love. And right now we're doing it incorrectly, and that's why we're the only ones doing it this way. The precipice is coming, and we're going to be falling off it awfully soon, and whoever's in the White House at that time is going to have a historic mess to deal with unless we fix it now.
As usual, excellent points. Enjoy the conversation. We'll talk in a couple weeks.
All right, Chad. Have a great day.
Dean Phillips with us on
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go. 651-461-9226. 226. Dave, I'm listening to my favorite morning show, and the Adam and Jordana show. And the Adam part of it is bragging about he's got this heated vest. And, I mean, it's life-changing. Yeah. You know what else would change your life? Get some arms on that vest, and you wouldn't need it to be heated.
No, it's the core. It keeps the core warm.
Well, don't you want your arms warm also?
No, once the core is warm, that heats up the blood that's pumping, and then goes out to the extremities.
I didn't realize. Yeah. When did you become a vascular surgeon?
I've dabbled.
Yeah. Here's another thing for you. What is one of the, it's a cataclysmic event, but you like to talk about it all the time. The Edmund Fitzgerald,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Consumed with it.
Yeah, you were so consumed with it that on the 50 years after, when Adam could have 3 hours on it, where were you 50 years after?
I devoted the day to honoring the memory of the men of the Fitzgerald, the Big Fitz, the 29 men.
He wasn't even here.
He was on the North Shore.
No, he was not.
I was halfway there.
I mean, it's pretty good. Not bad.
I mean, this is your wheelhouse.
Ballywick.
It's your Ballywick. I mean, come on. Okay, we're picking up groceries. And they're bagging, but it's crowded. We got to go. So Quentin likes the bubbly, the sparkling water, the one.
Yep.
Have you ever had it?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
You don't like it, huh?
I don't. I know. Q loves it, so mm-hmm. I get it all the time. And so we get the 12-pack.
Sure.
Goes through. There's someone new. It's just, you know, in training. So I'm just helping. I'm doing a bag. And also, I put the 12-pack back in the cart.
Yeah.
Behind me, apparently, is John Elway. With eyes in the back of her head. And reaches down and grabs and goes, he hasn't paid for this yet.
Whoa.
And I go, yeah, I actually have paid for it. And then they got to look at the thing to see if I've paid for it.
That does. I mean, you look like a typical lowlife character. I'm sure that they had to check it out.
So I kind of held my calm, but kind of. And then at the end, I just looked at her and said,
happy.
Ma'am, I'm not going to steal the bubbly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she did. It was her fault. She pointed fingers when she's the one who swooped in like a vulture and grabbed the bubbly. So if this happens to Adam Carter, what does Adam Carter do?
I probably say, I paid for it. Settle down.
Dave Harrigan, what are you doing?
I ain't buying none of that trash bubbly. I'll start with there. I'm not going to call a woman John Elway making fun of her looks.
I thought it was going to be a teeth reference.
Really low, Chad.
Well, that's
disgusting.
One of the texts. Did she have the teeth of John Elway?
We all think of it, right?
Why do we associate John Elway with big teeth?
He's got the big chompers.
He does.
He does. 651-461-9226. Who else has teeth that look like they got the wrong teeth? You know, like a much bigger person should have ended up with those teeth. Dave, you do what?
I think I simply point out that, yes, I did pay for it, and mind your own business, please, and move along.
Kind of what I did. Am I really off Friday? No, I'm not. I'm not off Friday. Would you rather know all the secrets of space or of the ocean?
Mm. It's got to be space, right? I mean, I'm a mariner. I'm a man of the sea.
You're a mariner. I don't think because you have a little bit of a drainage pond in the backyard doesn't make you Captain Carter.
I've been on a boat. I do know which side is port and which is starboard.
651-461-9226. Number one, is Adam a mariner? And what do you have to do on the water to be classified as a mariner? You know,
but you'd want the answers to space, right?
I think so.
There's got to be other life out there.
Have you started Pluribus?
I was about to last night. I did not yet.
I am 2/3 of the way through the first one, and I can announce officially I'm in.
Oh, okay.
I was about to be further, but then we got dragged into a few more things, but it looks fantastic as always. Adam, did you get a deer?
I did not. Nobody did.
No one in the group
camp.
Did.
Nope.
No one.
It's too bad. Weather was good.
Is it viewed as a slow start for everybody, or just your?
I haven't heard the reports.
You're not in the trades.
Not in the trades. The deer hunting trades.
Jeez.
Seen plenty of pictures of people who bagged a buck. So,
when did Adam turn into a baritone?
I think I've always been baritone. This is more bass. Oh, yeah.
Are you going for the pork thing there? No, we were talking about this off air. I would say now this is about 10 years in a row where that, you know, Ricey probably still gets a two. His is a little different than yours, but this is kind of your fall to winter voice things, because we've also over the years recorded some things with you.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we lost all those in the big hacking, didn't we?
I think one of them was the test came back negative, ladies. It's Chad Hartman on CCO Radio.
Yes, this is the Kieran days. This is one of these days where you two stayed after and had a few cocktails.
No.
Worked on these?
Mm-mm.
Okay, but there were a few of those days, right?
I still worked in the newsroom. I couldn't have cocktails after the show.
Okay. People are gone. No. Adam, have you apologized to Terry Train yet? Oh, my God. What a good callback that is.
Right.
You want to review that one?
People thought I pressed Terry too hard on, when she was not inducted into the Broadcast Hall of Fame, had her on the radio.
Yes, which was a very nice gesture.
Just asked her about Tom and if you still spoke to him at all. And I don't think she was truly offended by the question.
I thought it was borderline.
Really?
She was laughing a little bit.
We're still friends. She's just reached out to me in the last couple of days.
And then the amount of texts who were outraged both ways. One category is they wanted you to grill her like you're Mike Wallace. And then two, how could you have the audacity? I'm thinking, that's why she's in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, because she was the central character as the central foil to the most successful radio person in this state by far. It was a very valid question to ask.
I think so.
But, you know,
we're still friends.
You had to keep going over and over and over.
You didn't answer the question, Terry.
Yeah. What did she reach out to you about? Inquiring minds want to know.
She knows my fandom for the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
She gave me
so fandom that you took the day off.
In observance of the 29 men who were lost 50 years ago on the mighty Fitz.
That's it. It's 47 past 12. More of Ask Adam Anything. The Mariner. The Mariner is back with us. Maybe the Mariner, because he has 7-8 different boats, apparently, needs to reach out to my friend Amber Scholl. Scholl and Associates, you need insurance. Most of it just have it for a car and a house. This guy, who knows how many houses or boats or what he has. Amber is not just on her own. This is not just, hey, I'm going to go to a strip mall. I'm going to quote Chili here. There's a workout area. There is, what else would be? Maybe a salad place and a Subway and Amber Scholl. No. Amber Scholl and the team with American Family Insurance. I want more, though, than a 1-800 number, and then I'm going to hold. I want to go to Scholl.com, Scholl.com, and get the best insurance out there. I'm not suggesting it's free, and I can't guarantee you it's better than what you have now. What I can guarantee you is tremendous customer service. I can guarantee you that I've been working with this office for 35 years. Amber's been with it for 15. She's been running it now for years. It's great. Find out if you can get better insurance, cheaper insurance, or just feel better about the insurance you have with American Family. Scholl.com. Stanley Burrell, do I have that right?
Sure.
I think that's his name.
I thought MC Hammer was his given name.
Yeah.
Birth name.
Yeah. Can't touch this. Is it touching?
No.
Big Pants.
No. We started the show with Zach Bryan singing Quitting Time.
Quitting Time.
What do Zach Bryan and MC Hammer have in common?
They quit?
No. Both veterans.
Too legit to quit?
Oh.
Both veterans. Both of them Navy veterans.
Oh.
We'll hear from veterans turned musicians throughout the day.
Great. Great idea.
That's true.
Does Adam carry a harpoon? I mean, if you're a mariner.
No, a sextant.
People with bigger teeth. Gary Busey. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Ed. I think the award, although this person says Mrs. Ed. Did we ever meet Mrs. Ed?
There had to have been a spinoff attempt, right?
I feel like we should have met Mrs. Ed. Sarah Jessica Parker?
A little bit.
Maybe
a little.
I don't think
not
she's
Elway-like. Not Tony Robbins-like.
No. Now, we're getting multiple people saying you sound like Majors. Not Major, but Paul Majors. Then more textiles are saying you sound terrible. Mm. I don't think you sound terrible at all.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you normally do. Please ask Adam if we'll come back to the Rosemount Neighborhood Facebook page. How is that one?
Jen is on that one. I'm just on my own my own neighborhood's Facebook page. But yeah, there's been some doozies.
What do we got lately?
Well, the last one I was aware of was about another person who lives in Rosemount who may be higher profiled, and there's a vehicle parked outside his or her house, and they were concerned about it, and then people were jabbing back at this person like, oh, you're not that big of a deal, and it was me.
Adam should do the closing announcements at Target. Hey, for the right paycheck, he's there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Adam, I went to a Springsteen movie yesterday, and a guy got up.
Walked out.
Yes. That movie hasn't really caught on in any way, right?
I think because it's so narrow cast on a certain point of his life that I think people going into it thinking it's going to be the entire Bruce story that are probably left disappointed by it.
And it's at a very, very
dark
difficult
time. Yes.
And dark time of his life. I mean, that's a bit of Springsteen, though, right? Where Springsteen, you know, would put out one album with, you know, seven bangers, and you'd want the next one. The next one was dark, introspective, and probably the most passionate Springsteen fans would say, that's exactly what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And others would say, no, I want Dancing in the Dark, even though if you listen to the lyrics of Dancing in the Dark, it's not exactly the most upbeat.
No, Born in the USA the same way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Maybe Susie could make a soup run for Adam instead of sending it out for sweets. No, let's not.
Oh, I've got some Costco chicken tortilla at home.
Yeah, that came up a few times on the trip.
Really?
When we had there's a food truck area right by the airport at Maui.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably 30 of them. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We all got like from different ones. And then we all were just so stuffed. And then we drive down the road like a half mile away. And what's on my left?
Costco.
And I say, who is in the mood for Costco chicken tortilla
yes.
soup? And everybody laughed except Michelle goes, you know what? It's not bad.
It's more than not bad.
There you go. Exactly. You know, they're lauding it still.
Yes.
651-461-9226. I love Adam's sexy new voice. Is there any medication you can take for that?
Unless love. Probably... Just love.
Okay. I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Did Adam get honey in the office? Now, I will say this. The only day I checked the text was with you. I figured it would kind of the two of us doing a show. And you were looking for community honey, or were you looking for community condiments?
Well, it was a broad conversation about what should be considered community property, and I think honey is one of those. If you bring honey, I think you have to assume that other people are going to use it.
Who are you, Sheely?
Oh, no. I'm not talking about food. I'm not talking about practice.
Honey,
I'm talking
food?
About honey.
What is honey if it's not
it's
a food?
It's an accoutrement.
Okay. You're not very good at providing accoutrements.
I didn't bring
to somebody
it.
You know, okay?
I got to bring in honey. I made the call, threw the gauntlet down, have to bring it in.
Oh, wait a second. You complained about it, but then day after day.
And I said I'd bring in honey for the team.
Like within like the decade or?
One of these days. My bees are still working on it.
I was suggesting to... I think it was Lane the other day.
Yeah.
Once a week,
catered lunch.
And maybe once every 6 weeks, a little bit nicer. But if it's just something downtown, would that be just a nice touch?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was that coming out of your paycheck, tough guy?
I don't think Odyssey is really struggling for paychecks. I mean, the stock's up to like 3 cents now.
I disagree.
Yeah. No, they just don't tell you the truth. Okay. The money's there. They gave you the okie doke, you know. Would you like that or would you rather have honey? You can get one meal a week or you can get your little precious little honey. Which do you want?
Supply the fridge with adequate condiments for everybody.
Thank you. Good luck to you. Adam Carter. Jim Cott, what he's doing, we'll talk about that next hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.